This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ladies and gentlemen, Almost Champions, number 12.
Number 12, the 2001 New Jersey Devils.
Penguins will be 9-9 in the playoff year. Countdown underway at the Meadowlands. The New Jersey Devils have won the Eastern Conference 4-2 over the Pittsburgh Penguins.
And I'll never forget Game 7 of the Cup Finals when they were Almost Champions, losing to Joe Sakic and the Colorado Avalanche.
Sure.
And I was watching that game down in D.C. with a diehard Avalanche fan, and I was rooting big for the Devils. I was like, you know what? Screw Joe Sakic.
Let's go Devils.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to a Devils game this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Maybe you can save their season.
Maybe.
Because they're sinking.
Was that the Ray Bourque Colorado Avalanche? Was he on there, hockey historian, Sean?
I got to look up which.
Yeah, you don't know.
Did you even watch that cup final?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I actually left the Little East Neck Feast to watch Game 7. I think it was the Devils, 2001.
Yeah, they lost in 7 to the Colorado Avalanche.
Sakic, Forsberg.
What were you sacrificing by leaving the Little East Neck Feast? Was there, like, fried chicken? Was there,
meatloaf?
Zeppelis.
I can tell you this. That age and my husky build, I was not leaving a makeout session behind a dumpster.
Fair enough.
That certainly wasn't happening. And here we go.
Congratulations to the 2001 New Jersey Devils. I mean, they were almost champions getting to a Game 7 of the Cup Finals. Let's hear number 11.
Number 11, the 2003 New Jersey Nets.
To the New Jersey Nets, to Lewis Katz, to the entire Nets organization, you're now the two-time Eastern Conference champions. And it's on to the NBA Finals.
Oh, God.
Evan, remind me, is this the one that I went to?
This is the one where they actually did win a finals game. They lost to San Antonio in 6, so yes, you were there.
I was at one of these games, and they played Jewel at halftime.
There you go.
And we found out Evan was at one of these games, and it might have actually been the same one.
No, I was living in D.C. at the time, so I came up, and I was lucky enough or unlucky enough to be at Game 5.
No, that's not the one I was
at. Of the NBA Finals. The Nets wore their ABA jerseys that night. Steve Kerr had some big threes in the fourth quarter. And that's when I knew we're not winning an NBA championship. But it was 2-2. It was back in the old 2-3-2 format. So Game 5 was at the Meadowlands, and it was my first ever playoff game at home in New Jersey to see the Nets play. My first Nets playoff game was actually in Charlotte a year earlier. I drove down to Charlotte while I was living in D.C. And it turned out to be, ready for this, the final Hornets game at home of that iteration of the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh.
They moved to New Orleans right after it.
Yeah. I think that was a Game 3.
I think so. Spurs won Game 3. Spurs won Game 1. Nets won Game 2. Spurs won Game 3. Nets won Game 4. Spurs won Game 5. And then the Nets collapsed.
Was Game 5 the Kmart flu game?
No, Game 6.
Was Game 6?
He was terrible in Game 6.
Game 5, I'm pretty sure, was Father's Day. They also lost 2 games the entire postseason before the NBA Finals.
No. And they were both in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They swept Boston in the semis and then swept Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals. The 0-3 Nets, wow, that means they're behind the 0-2 Nets, which is very interesting. Anyhow, here's number 10.
Number 10, the 2002 New Jersey Nets.
The New Jersey Nets will continue one of the most remarkable one-season turnarounds in NBA history. From 26 wins last year to a trip to the NBA Finals. An amazing story. The New Jersey Nets are in the NBA Finals. Byron Scott and the Nets eliminate the Boston Celtics in six games. It's been a wonderful season for the Celtics. A great turnaround. But they fall short to what was the better team in this series.
You're damn right it was the better team. I'm very mixed about this because when they won in 2002, and it was one of the most remarkable turnarounds in New York sports or any sports history, I was actually on the radio as they beat the Celtics that night. I'll never forget it.
Right.
And it was tough. So because I was on the radio and I was trying to do a show, my emotion was pure electric excitement. And the producer at the time
you're a huge Net fan?
Diehard Nets. I've always been a diehard Nets fan.
I know that, but how? I don't understand.
What do you mean, how? Why do people ask that?
Because it's in Jersey.
So? The Giants are in Jersey, too.
But that's like 16 games a season. You weren't going to the games, were you?
Yeah, well, not a lot, but we went to a few. My dad would take me to one or two a
year. That's a hype, bro.
I watched every game on FS1 back in the day. Now, I was a diehard New Jersey Nets fan, but I was on the radio at the time. And my producer, it was a fill-in producer, saw my excitement, saw I was distracted, and said it into the earpiece. He said, Evan, I'm going to get a guy I know. He's a big sports fan, and I think he likes the Nets to celebrate this moment with you. I said, okay. That guy who called up to celebrate the moment with me, I had never met him. I wasn't friends with him, but I was told he likes the Nets. And so I shared that emotional moment on XM Satellite Radio with a fellow named Don LaGreca.
Get out.
And it was. I don't know if Don remembers that at all, by the way, but I do. Because it was so freaking awesome. Like, I'm going to the NBA Finals. I think I was screaming at him, we're going to the NBA Finals! Now, I later found out Don really didn't give a crap, but he was very nice.
He's not really
night.
A Net fan?
He's more of a hockey guy.
But he didn't like the Nets at all.
I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He just kind of just was placating.
No, I think he was placating right. A little bit, but I appreciated that because it was cool to have that moment with somebody, even if that somebody like didn't care as much about the Nets. He was a New York guy. He's a New York sports guy. And I'll never forget that. So that was very special. And there's no way, by the way, that Don remembers that. I do.
Almost knocked out in the first round, too.
Oh, to Indiana.
Double overtime. What? Reggie off the backboard?
Oh, God, that killed me. The Reggie Miller game-tying half-court shot, I was on the radio for as well. And I almost died on the air. That was the original Tommy. I'm going to die. I'm dead. But in 03, real quick, and then we'll get off this, I promise. When they won
this is your chance to talk Nets.
Well, this is hapless Nets.
This is it, because these are their two representatives and almost champions. When they won the East in 03, they swept the Pistons.
I was not
just
talking about almost champion.
Just in general?
The Nets still in the league.
No, you're right. It's a fair point. When they won the East, I was at my ex-girlfriend's house. Mm-hmm. I was in her basement by myself because I said, listen, I need to watch this by myself. And when they beat the Pistons, and it was inevitable because they beat the crap out of them after that close game one. When they got to the finals for a second straight year, my reaction was so different than a year earlier. I bawled like a baby.
Why?
Because I couldn't believe that they did it again. And I genuinely thought, and Sean knows
this. How old are you?
I was 20 years old. I'm a baby.
Okay.
I genuinely thought, we're winning the whole god freaking thing. Sorry, I was about to GD it.
Me too.
We are going to win. So I cried out of, I can't believe we're back. And this time, we are going to win the NBA championship. And they came close. Mm. They did not. I think the committee absolutely screwed the Nets. I think it was disrespectful that they were only 11-10. And I feel like the three almost champions today was, let's throw Jersey a bone and stick them in the corner.
In football, I mean, the Giants got to be in there somewhere. So
they will be.
That's also Jersey.
That's, well, it's a different. It is, but it's different, as you know. All right, almost champions tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We'll check in and see who finishes 9-8-7. But congratulations to the Nets for how they did. Let's get to some of your calls, and then we'll address David Stearns' big mistake, and Aaron Boone give us a hint at third base. But let's go to Scott in Rockland County. What's up, Scott?
Hey, I need y'all to educate me on football. To me, it doesn't make sense to go out and get a veteran quarterback and waste the years and the money when, if you look at the top 15, just based on QR rating,
right?
Is that you got? Jalen, you got Daniels, mm-hmm. you got Hurts, mm-hmm. you got Purdy, you got Tua, you got these young guys, you know, Murray and Jackson.
Right.
They all have a success. And they weren't backing up Manning and Brady.
Right.
They're backing up Carson Wentz, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, pedestrian journeyman outside of Flacco. So why not go get the best available quarterback today?
I mean, you're right, and that's what the Giants should do. It's just easy. I think easier said than done. I think the Jets are in the same situation, but the Jets have a viable starter on their roster already in Tyrod Taylor. So it's not urgent for what we led with. If you rewind two hours ago at the top of our show, Evan just wants Cam Ward. It's not like the Jets don't need Cam Ward. They need a quarterback of their future, mm-hmm. but it's not desperation other teams. Like the Commanders last year, they needed a quarterback.
Well,
they had to get one.
It's possible.
The Texans needed a quarterback. The Bears needed a quarterback. The Jets need one, but they don't need one.
Well, there's a decent chance they don't draft one, to your point. I mean, they could very well say, all right, we've got Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. We've got Jordan Travis. We'll add a third guy to the room, and that may well come in free agency.
Right.
That may come from a Justin Fields or a more veteran player. What I'm saying is that in the AFC, in a division with Josh Allen, in a conference with Lamar Jackson, in a conference with the true NFL final boss and Patrick Mahomes, if you want to compete with those guys, then you are going to need a quarterback. And I don't want to just ignore Joe Burrow. He exists too. But to compete with those guys, you're going to need a quarterback that's somewhat close to that level.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like the idea of swinging for the fences with trading up and drafting Cam Ward as opposed to getting very conservative, almost checking down by saying, let's bring in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, because when you think about the Pat Mahomes in particular, the final boss, as you say, unless you are an elite coordinator or elite game planner like Bill Belichick was, mm-hmm. it is hard to beat that dude. It's just hard.
Clearly.
And so I think the Eagles were uniquely positioned because they're just a superior defensive front for what was the weakest point of the Kansas City Chiefs team this year, which was their offensive line. They just took advantage of it. It's rare that you're going to do that. It's rare that you're going to outplay them for 60 minutes like the Eagles did.
No, it's very tough to do, but I do know this. Tyrod Taylor, Kirk Cousins, probably Justin Fields, they're not winning you a Super Bowl. And so the goal, the end game, is to finally get there. Now, I know it's not happening next year. I'm not suggesting that, but you want to at least take those swings to find that guy who can possibly get you to that level.
Right.